Good evening to all. Let's take our hymnals and open with 230. There's a fountain free. 230. There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me.
Let us haste, oh haste, to the free.
Fountain of love from the source of to each one and welcome here this evening. I was thinking as we were singing those beautiful words that seems to me like that's is the most beautiful invitation that I can think of, that invitation to come to that fountain free. And it's truly a beautiful thought. And it goes along a little bit with something that's been on my mind today. I've been thinking about an account in the Bible. It's a very familiar account. I think it's probably been one over the last number of years that maybe one of my favorite Bible stories. When I think about sitting down with my children and reading a Bible story, there's a few of those that stand out more than others to me. And I think there's, for probably most of you children here this evening, you know the story well. You've heard it many times. There's probably some pretty little children here that know the story, but it's the story, the account of Peter walking on the water. And we know that setting that night. The disciples were in a boat, and Jesus had actually told them to go ahead. The feeding of the 5,000 had been that day, and they had. I found it kind of interesting as I read through that account this morning that Peter or Jesus told the disciples, he told them to go ahead and get in the boat. They'd come across the lake in a boat. He told them to get in the boat and go back. And it says, then he dismissed the people, and then he went alone up into a mountain to pray. And, you know, those disciples got in that boat. It must have been evening time, and they headed out. And they were out there. It doesn't say that it was stormy that night. It just says that the winds were contrary. So it was I can imagine the wind was blowing, the waves were a little high, and probably just kind of unsettling. I don't know. I don't know how it was that night. But they looked out across the water, and at one point there it says in the fourth watch of the night, so they'd apparently been out there a little while. They looked out across the water and they saw something. They saw somebody walking. And they thought it was a spirit, it says. And yet as it got nearer, they started to wonder if maybe it wasn't Jesus. And Peter asked Jesus, he says, Lord, is that you? And if it's you, he said, come, bid me to come to you. And Jesus looked at Peter. He was standing there on the water. It's something we really can't imagine. And he told Peter, he said, come. And he invited Peter to come. And you know, I think about that setting and that situation. And I suppose it wasn't a very big boat. I suppose that in some ways you could say that being out on that lake when the waves were a little high, that maybe that boat wasn't the most comfortable place to be. I'm not sure. But yet, as Peter thought of getting out of that boat, I can only imagine how safe and secure that little boat seemed. It had to have seemed much safer than getting out of the boat. But Peter did that. He climbed out of the boat. Jesus had said, come. He was going to go. And I had to think about myself sometimes. I guess I've been pondering this today a little bit. But I could kind of relate to that story. You know, sometimes the little boat that I'm sailing through life in, sometimes it does seem a little, doesn't seem so sturdy or steady. Sometimes I find that the waves of life are a little bit high, that sometimes we face things, don't we? We all do. But you know, that boat, it seems to me like many times, that boat that Peter was in, it was constructed by the hand of man. It was something that man had made. I don't know who had made it, but somebody had. And you know, sometimes we get into our comfort zone as we face life, and we have the we have a certain mindset, or we have something that we're comfortable with. We have a way of looking at life that we're comfortable with, and in a sense, it's something that we fashioned with our own hands, isn't it? It's a way that we go through life, and we find that it's kind of comfortable there, even if sometimes it's not the best, or it is a little unsteady, or whatever it is. But we find that our little version of our little boat there is just kind of secure, because we kind of know it, don't we? It's our comfort zone. It's what we know. And it seems to me like that must have, as Peter stepped out of the boat, that must have been I can't even imagine. Maybe he wasn't thinking. Maybe he was just that impulsive that he wasn't really thinking about it. But you know, he took a step or two, and it says he looked around and he saw the waves and the wind, and he began to sink. And sometimes I wonder if God doesn't ask me. Maybe he asks all of us at times too. Maybe we've gotten a little comfortable where we are, or maybe we found ourselves just kind of in the same spot. It's a safe little spot. It's a spot that feels a little bit protected, a little bit, well, it's familiar, isn't it? And yet sometimes maybe he does that. He asks us to step out. Maybe he's got something a little more for us. He asks us to step out and just come to him in faith. And you know, that's what it takes, doesn't it? It takes faith. It doesn't take so much faith. Maybe we don't think about that faith so much when we're in our little craft there, but he asked Peter to step out. Peter did, began to sink. But you know, Jesus was there. Peter stretched out his hand. Jesus stretched out his, and Jesus pulled Peter up, didn't he? And it's kind of interesting to me how that account ends. It says that Jesus got back. He got in the boat with Peter then. They went back to that little boat, but Jesus was there. And I guess I think about our lives. I even think about this revival. I think about the Lord and each one of our hearts, maybe what he asks, maybe what he has for each one of us. You know, sometimes it's probably a little like that, isn't it? It's a little like climbing out of the boat. We can look around. We can see things that look pretty unsettling about this. Maybe God is asking me to do something, or to just to let go of something, or just to step out in faith in some little way. And there's things about that our minds can come up with all kinds of reasons why it's not a good idea. But you know, if that's where Jesus is, and if that's the invitation he's given us, just to come, that's where we want to be, is it not? We want to be close to him. And I believe that's what he wants. I think it's simple, and yet it takes that faith, doesn't it? And may God bless us as we reach out in faith for that. May he bless our service here this evening. I believe that he will have another message for us, and may we open our hearts to that. Let's kneel and pray. Our Father, we turn to you here at the beginning of this service tonight. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity that we can be here. And we thank you that you love us. We thank you that we have that promise that you will be with us. We thank you that the invitation to come and to draw near is still here. It's still available for us. We live in the day of grace. Today is the day of grace, and we thank you for that. And especially tonight, as we think of your word being spoken, Lord, we just pray that you would open the door for that, that you would inspire the heart of our brother as he shares with us, that you would inspire each of our hearts, and that you can just simply lead us on as a congregation, that you can lead this revival, that you can work within us, that we can draw near, Lord, that your will can be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's sing 277. 277, His Way With Thee.
And so, would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road?
Good evening. I have very much appreciated Matt's opening tonight. He did a very fine job of introducing the thought that's on my heart tonight. And I'm amazed sometimes at, at God, and don't need to be. But how he gives us those reassurances sometimes that he's with us. I want to speak tonight a little bit about deep waters. First of all, we're going to read a scripture out of Ephesians chapter 3. Excuse me. Ephesians chapter 3, we're going to start reading at verse 16 and read through verse 19. Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. We sometimes talk, and with good reason, we sometimes talk about a deeper Christian life. And I've wondered sometimes, and maybe you do too, what does that mean? When I say I want a deeper Christian life, what am I talking about? What are you talking about? And I don't have all the answers tonight. And I'm sure that you could listen to 10 different messages on this subject and there'd be 10 different avenues we could go down, I'm sure. But I want to share tonight a little bit of the inspiration that has come to me. Matt talked about, in his opening, he talked about that account where Peter was there on that lake and how Christ called him to come out of the boat onto the water. Called him out of his comfort zone. He called him out of that place where he felt safe. I want to speak, like I said, I want to speak about deep waters tonight. Let's turn to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 47. And we're going to start reading at verse 1. We're going to read through verse 9 and then drop down and read verse 11. Ezekiel 47, verse 1. And I don't know, some of these prophets in the Old Testament, I'll admit, I have a hard time following their thoughts. I do. And I don't know just what all Ezekiel had in mind, what the Lord was trying to tell him in all of this. There's some vague things in all of these prophecies. To me, anyway. Maybe some of you understand them better. But this account that Ezekiel spoke about, I'm going to use tonight. Again, is that what he was talking about? I don't know for sure, but this is how it's impressed me. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1. Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Now I'm assuming when he talks of this house, he must have been talking about the temple. Talks about an altar here. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had their line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me, and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea. Which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, that shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live, whither the river cometh. Then we're going to skip verse 10, and we're going to read verse 11. But the miry places thereof, and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. Ezekiel's painting a picture here tonight of water. Water flowing out, and I'm going to just say tonight, it's flowing out from under the temple of God. It's flowing from God. And he's seen this water that was flowing out from that temple, from that place. And there was a man that had a line in his hand, and he began to measure. He measured out. And as he measured, he said, the waters, the first 1,000 cubits of waters were to the ankles, shallow water. I want us to think about this water tonight as living water. It talks about that the water, that this water, whatever was in it lived in this flowing water. Went out 1,000 cubits, it was to the ankles. Living water, good water. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a little deeper, it was to the knees. And then 1,000 cubits. And water to the loins. And then he measured 1,000, and it was a river. It was waters to swim in. I want to ask you tonight, where in those waters that we just talked about, where are you the most comfortable? Where are you the most comfortable? And now, after you think about that question, the next question is, where does God want you? Which waters does he want you in? I want to draw a little analogy tonight. Think of children. A lot of children love water, don't they? They find a little puddle and they're going to play in it. And I want us to imagine tonight that we take our children and we go to the beach. It's exciting. It's neat. But there by the ocean, it's beautiful. There's water. The waves are coming in. Maybe they're not such big waves. And what do we want to do? We right away, we want to get our feet wet, don't we? Especially the children, they want to get their feet wet. And so, of course, they go into the water a little bit. And dad and mom, of course, they're cautious. So don't go too far out. Sometimes there's riptides, and sometimes there's currents that pull you out. Be careful. But then dad, I'm going to assume dad knows how to swim. Dad goes a little further out. Goes out into that water. And maybe he's only up to his waist, or maybe up to his chest in the water. And he calls that little son of his and he says, come out here. Come to where dad's at. Well, that little boy starts going out and the water gets deeper. It's to his knees, it's to his waist. And there starts to be a little fear, doesn't there? As long as our feet are on the ground, on that sand, we're comfortable. But we get out there where we get out there deep enough, and the water gets up to our chin maybe, and you start to get a little buoyant, and pretty soon, once in a while, your feet are coming off the sand. So this little boy is coming out there to meet dad. Dad says, come on, it's okay. Well, by the time he reaches where dad's at, or dad takes his hand and leads him out, that little boy can no longer touch the bottom. And there's some fear involved because we know how that is. But dad says, it's okay. I'll hold you. You don't need to worry. I'm going to teach you how to swim. But that son or daughter is worried because he can no longer touch bottom. The comfort zone is gone. And now him or her has to rely on dad for their security. And I wonder how often am I right there? Those waters that were flowing out from under that building. Again, let's remember that they were waters from God's temple. They were God's waters. They're living water. They're moving. And I'm in those waters. I'm a Christian. I've given my heart to God. Maybe I've just recently given my heart to God. And I'm in those ankle-deep waters. The Spirit is beginning to move upon me. The Spirit's beginning to give me direction. Young converts or whoever, young people. And I'm in the living water of God. It's alive. It's giving me life. Remember that as we read this, it says here that everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. So we're there in those waters and we're living. We've been converted. We've given our heart to God. You know, we dwell there for a little while, don't we? In those shallow, ankle-deep waters. After a while, in the process of life, God calls us. He says, I want you to come a little further out. I want you to come where it's a little deeper. So we go out there a little farther. We grow. there's growth that happens. And you know, as we grow, as we become bigger, we have to find deeper water in order to, for us, because as we grow, that which used to be waist deep is now only knee deep. And we need to find deeper water. And I think we know how it is. I mean, for most children, they can be in ankle deep water for a little bit, but they're not going to be satisfied there just for too long. There's something about that deeper water out there that begins to call. And I don't know why it is in Christian life that don't happen more often. But there is a call tonight. And that is God. He's calling us. He says, I want you out in the deeper waters. Just like a father. And you know, why does he do that? Why does a dad do that? Why does a father do that? For one thing, he wants to teach that child to swim. And swimming can only be done in deep enough water. You can't swim in ankle-deep water. Well, you can't swim in knee-deep water. Waist-deep, you can begin to swim. But you know what? There's something about it that as you surrender yourself to the deep waters, yes, there's a little fear. Yes, there's a little apprehensions. It's not comfortable like it was where we could touch the bottom. But there's something exhilarating about it in the deep water. There's more. There's more to Christian life in the deep water. This evening, as we think of our lives, I wonder how often, like I said, I wonder how often we find ourselves in shallow water and we're just pretty comfortable right there. Because there's water, but I'm safe. I know what the rules are. My feet are on the ground. I know that if I do this or I do that, that I might be called into question. But I know if I live about right here, that my feet are on the ground, I'll be okay. Is that part of that shallow water living tonight? And I'm not here in any way, brothers and sisters, to take away from standards. I'm not here in any way to take away from principles at all. But I wonder if there's something more. I wonder if in those shallow waters we're missing a beauty that God would want, He desires, just like a father, that desires for their son or daughter to experience the joy of swimming in the deep. Matt mentioned faith in his introduction. It takes faith. To go out there in that where Ezekiel talked about, a river that could not be passed over, waters to swim in, that takes faith. It takes letting go of that which is comfortable to you and I. It takes letting go. Maybe as we go through life, especially as we get older, we know about what to expect in life, don't we? We know that if I do this or I do that, I get to a certain age, my children get to a certain age, they're going to get converted probably, the odds going to call them. Get to a certain age and maybe a young man will become interested in my daughter. And we know it's comfortable. We know about what to expect. Our feet are on the ground. There's nothing wrong with that. There's water there. But maybe God is calling us to a deeper place. A place that's out of our comfort zone where we cannot walk. We can only swim. Maybe life has turned some of those expectations that we had, has turned them upside down. And that which we were accustomed to, that which we were used to, is gone. And we're floundering because we can't touch the bottom anymore. And we're sitting here with our head up like that, with our nose trying to stick out of the water while we barely touch the bottom with our tiptoes. And it's not comfortable. And God is saying, just let it go and swim. Give it all you've got. Maybe we have I don't know how you do it here, but maybe we've gotten used to our place in the congregation. Maybe the congregation there's a few things we do, and maybe we come to our annual business meeting or whatever you have here, and you elect different officers for your positions in your congregation, and they ask you to do something different. And your feet start to bounce off the bottom a little bit. Maybe they ask you to be Sunday school superintendent, and you say, no, I can't do that. I'm not a speaker. I don't have thoughts. But God is calling you tonight to swim. He's calling you to give yourself. He's calling you to let go. To get out into the deep waters where there's life. It's not that there wasn't life in the knee-deep waters and the waist-deep waters. I believe that God leads us. He doesn't ask the same thing of a young convert. And they may be in fairly deep water for their size, but as time goes on, becomes shallow water. And He calls us to deeper water. Out there where there's a river. And you know, in that river, it takes faith. It simply takes faith. It takes a letting go of that which I'm used to and putting my hand in God's and saying, you know what? I'll go. I'll swim. You know what? There's a beauty out there that we miss. I'm by nature a timid person. I'm not an adventuresome person. I sometimes wish I was more, but I'm not. And I'm pretty comfortable where it's calm and safe. A few years ago, my wife and I had opportunity to do a little snorkeling. And we took a boat about, I think, 7 or 8 miles out to a reef. And we were going to go out in the morning, but the weather was pretty rough, windy, waves were, they canceled that. And I said, well, we'll see what it looks like in the afternoon. And in the afternoon, they decided to go. They said, it's still fairly rough, but we're going to go. So we got on that boat, and we headed out. Got out there 7 or 8 miles. You can't see land hardly. And captain pulls that boat around and says, okay, we're at the reef. Said, I'm going to anchor. And he says, if you want to, you can get off and you can go. Told us about how far out to go. Could look at that reef. Okay. I don't know how tall the waves were. They were probably a foot, 3 feet tall. I don't remember. We had two options. We could jump off the side, or we could go down some stairs into the water. I strapped on my snorkel and I jumped off the side. And immediately I started panicking. Them waves were higher than I wanted them to be. I didn't like it very well. And there's no touching bottom there. I mean, I don't know what it was. It was deep. Couldn't see land, and there I was. I found my way back to the boat pretty quick. But I missed something, you know that? I missed seeing the reef. And it was beautiful. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Is that if I would have been willing to just let go. I can swim. I'm not, probably not the greatest swimmer. I had a life jacket on, I think. The way I remember it. If I would have just been willing to say, okay, I'm going out to that reef. It would have been worth it. But I didn't. My timid nature, my non-adventuresome nature kept me back on the boat. There was a couple of them that went out and looked at that reef. And it was worth it. It was worth it to them. It was beautiful. I don't know if you've ever seen a reef or not, but I have before in another setting. And they are. They're gorgeous. And I wonder sometimes if that's how it is in our Christian lives tonight. If we're missing out on some beauty, on some rich, deep, meaningful experiences. Because I want to stay where my feet can touch the ground. I want to stay where I can see land. I want to stay where I can, those things that I'm used to. We can talk about many practical things tonight. Maybe your children come over. They're married. They come over and say, Dad and Mom, we feel to give some time. We want to go. We want to give some time to the Lord. Well, I hesitate to say it that way because we're all given time, I hope. We give our time to God. But they come and they say, we feel to turn our name in, we're gonna volunteer. Maybe we're used to them coming over every Sunday evening after church for Pepsi and popcorn. And I say, whoa, wait a minute. This is gonna be a change. This is going to be uncomfortable. And our toes begin to come off the bottom a little bit. But you know, God is calling. He says, just swim. Maybe God is calling you to go. And I'm just using these as examples tonight. Maybe He's calling you to go and you say, wait a minute, I'm pretty comfortable right where I'm at. I'm comfortable coming to church on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, and I have my spot where I sit, and I do the same thing every Sunday. Once in a while, if there's opportunity, I'll have an opening or something, but my feet are on the ground. And God is calling, and He's saying, come out here where it's deeper. You're going to experience a blessing. You will. You're not going to be able to ride the waves tonight in ankle-deep water. You're not going to enjoy those things in ankle-deep water. It's going to take the deep water. It's going to take faith. It's going to take letting go. The rules, the regulations, I call it that. I don't like those terms. If you're used to those, maybe God's calling and says, let go of some of that. And again, I'm not here in any way to talk about principle or standards. That's not what I'm talking about. But if I'm depending on the preachers getting up and saying, well, this is how you should do it and this is how you shouldn't do it, I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, our feet are on the ground. What your ministers and deacons are telling you isn't bad. It isn't out of place. But if I'm depending on that, and I'm looking to that for my direction, are your feet on the ground or are you swimming tonight? If I sit and I'm comfortable every Sunday, because somebody's going to bring a message, and I come to depend on that instead of my time with God, with my Bible, and in prayer. Are my feet on the ground, or am I swimming? We need, brothers and sisters, we need to reach out in faith. Reach out into the deep waters of knowing God. God is out there. Yes, I'm not saying He's not in the shallow waters. But God, just like a father, He's out there. He's saying, come. Come closer out here. I know it's not comfortable. Learn to know me. Learn to, like we read there in Ephesians tonight, that learn to know the height and the depth and the breadth and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there's so much, and I don't feel like I know it. I want to know more. But there is so much tonight in the deep waters. But I'm afraid too many people, they get comfortable in the shallow waters. The scripture we read during Ezekiel tonight talks a little bit about those miry places. And you know how it is when there's a river and it's flowing and then it swirls out into the sides and there's some places where it becomes stagnant. Where the water doesn't flow. And it says there in those waters there's no life. It becomes salty. Let's be careful tonight. We want to stay in the moving waters. We can try, if we want to, we can get into those stagnant waters, but there's no life there. And I dare I say tonight that as you think of the church, I know I hear this a lot, and I know some of you say it. They say there's been so much change in the church. And I don't know. I look at myself still as young. And I'm not here to say that all the change is good. No, it's probably not. But you know, there is one thing that we need to keep in mind. Is that the living waters are moving. They're not stagnant. There's changes that happen today that aren't good. Yes, I'm concerned about them. But let's be careful when we say that we're not looking back with a certain nostalgia at a comfort zone that we were in. I trust you understand what I'm saying tonight. Let's be careful that we're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. He's not going to lead contrary to the Bible. He's not. If we find a change, if we find ourselves in waters that are contrary to what the Word of God teaches, we're in stagnant water, and it's not alive. The Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus Christ are one. They all agree. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. So the church is going to agree with the Word of God. But let's be careful tonight that we don't find ourselves in stagnant water. But the Word of God, the living water moves. It's alive. And it leads us. If we stay in the moving water, we're going to find ourselves in waters to swim in. And it's going to be a delightful place to be. May God bless us tonight. Let's deal with it. Our Father in heaven, we come before you and we thank you for this evening, for thy grace and thy mercy. We thank you for thy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I would be closer to the 381 in the hymnal.
I would be closer, my Savior,
yes, closer to thee each day, filled with thy Spirit and power, and walking the holy way. I would be closer to thee. I would be closer to thee. Closer each day, my heart does say, closer.
again heard a beautiful message tonight. My heart says amen. That's something that I personally long for. I think we'd just like to announce another preaching service like we did already for tomorrow evening. Let's all come back at 7:20 for the pre-sing. Are there any other announcements? Okay, Tyler.
I just want to support the message and say amen. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you for once again answering our prayers, speaking to us. And oh Father, give us eyes to see the deeper water. Give us eyes to see the blessings that you would have for us. A desire to go out to that deeper water. Just go with us, oh Father. Continue to be with the work of your revival here among this congregation, among us. Oh Father, if there are some that are struggling, we just ask that you would give them a desire to give up, to go out into those waters to swim. Let go of self. Sin and Satan, they could desire the river of love. Oh, Father, would be our prayer through Jesus' name. Amen.